Dr. Hoffman here. This Intelligent Medicine podcast is brought to you by Super Beets. Beets are a nutritional goldmine, full of antioxidants and nutrients, but they're a mess to prepare. So just mix Super Beets with 4 ounces of water and boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure. Get the Dr. Hoffman special offer at intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's guest is Dr. Bill Sears, one of America's most renowned pediatricians. He is an author, and he has a practice in California, and he's telling us a little bit about his approach to preventing dental problems. We're dealing with the mouth and the nasal passages today. Part one, we talked about the preventive benefits of xylitol products, specifically Spry Dental Defense System. In part two, I want to talk a little bit about nasal and sinus products and ways of preventing those pesky respiratory infections that seem to crop up every fall as the weather gets cold. Kids go back to school, they start sniffling and sneezing, and then pretty soon they're transmitting it to the whole family. So what to do about that situation, Dr. Sears?
Well, the first, Dr. Ron, as we were talking about healthiest sweetener, is that xylitol does the same thing for the respiratory passages, the nose and throat and airways, as it does for the teeth. It prevents bacteria from sticking to the lining of these cavities. And when you keep bacteria from sticking to the inside of your nose, inside of your throat, inside of your, that's why I like to squish. Squish is a magic, magic term. Squish, squish, squish. I'm on my way to the office in a few minutes, and I probably use that term for the kids. Squish, squish, because the more you can squish with, say, a xylitol toothpaste, it just keeps that biofilm, the sticky bugs, off your tissues. And another thing, and the kids love this too, so the parents, I call it Dr. Bill's two remedies for keeping the colds at bay, and that is a nose hose and a steam clean. These are two simple words that the kids and all the adults can remember, a nose hose and a steam clean. Now, a nose hose is a neti pot. A neti pot, the kids call it a snot snatcher.
Okay, that's pretty good.
You got to remember, with kids, if you give them something that they can kind of snotty, that they can remember it. But a neti pot where, you squirt water in one side of the nose and it flushes out the other. So we teach them in our medical practice, we teach them how to use a neti pot beginning at age 7.
And that's great. And by the way, this is a practice that is done particularly in India by virtually the entire population. Every person has a neti pot. And it's just like you might brush your teeth, you rinse your nasal passages. And it's a practice that has made its way over here. Unfortunately, not that many people know about it, but it's a very wonderful preventive practice. And is any specific thing you put in there? Because you can't put tap water in there. I've done that, and that is an unpleasant experience.
Just a little very dilute salt water is fine, too. Like a quarter teaspoon to 8 ounces of water. Mm-hmm. That's fine, but I'm glad you mentioned the other countries, because What people need to keep in mind over here, we are a pills-oriented society. Doctor, what can I take for my sinus problem? Well, I'd like to expand that. In our practice, we call it the pills and skills model. It's not only, doctor, what can I take, but doctor, what can you do? And the neti pot, the nose hose, and the steam clean, which is a facial steamer. You get just those little steamers, you get them in any pharmacy, and you sit there and watch TV or on your iPad or so while you're inhaling the steam or in the shower. So a nose hose and a steam clean, that's the skills part. Hmm. This is what you can do. to what you can take may come next. So good medical treatment, and I know your show is really good about this, it can be pills and skills. It can be skills only, but never pills only.
Mm-hmm.
It's, doctor, what can I do and what can I take?
So actually, I'm aware that there's, in addition to the clear nasal spray, which I recommend to my patients and my listeners, and I use myself, it's XLEAR, it's great for washing away the, you know, the sticky mucus, that the mucus layer, the biofilms that hold the harmful bacteria. But also in your neti pot, you can use something called Neti Clear. You can, it's actually a prepackaged little little tear open packet that gives you just the right amount of saline, along with a little bit of xylitol to rinse your nasal passages with. Yeah. So that's a good product that I recommend to my patients as well. So when kids have frequent ear infections, sinus problems, even asthma. Is this interrelated? Because, you know, it's all part of the same tract, isn't it?
Yes, they are related. And those germs come in through the nose. And the nose is the first filter. And the sinuses are intimately connected to the nose. And this is why one of the first clues to sinus infection is bad breath, stinky breath. Because those germs, they just hibernate in the cavities. And that's, again, the nose hose and the steam clean. If you can keep your nose flushed out well, especially when we get into the winter months, if your bacteria, if your nose and your sinuses could talk, they would say, we don't like central heating. It dries us out. So one of the first things I'd recommend to my patients is when you go to bed at night, you turn down the central heat, which is, will dry out your sinuses, and you put one or two hot mist vaporizers on. And that humidifies the air. And if you remember your old high school physics, when steam condenses, it releases heat. So you can a couple vaporizers in a medium-sized bedroom is a much more comfortable and healthy heat source than turning up the heat at night.
Got to keep them clean, though, because from what I understand, you know, if they sit around and they accumulate mold, in effect, you're aerosolizing the mold in the air, and that could be a problem.
Exactly. You have to, and that's why I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Ron, because sometimes if you get the bedroom too humid, like the ideal is around 50%, mold loves humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes my patients will go down to the hardware store, and they'll get what's called a hygrometer. And this is just a little device that measures the humidity in your bedroom. And if you turn one, so even one vaporizer will do it sometimes, and have the humidity around 50-55%, that should be fine.
You know, one of the reasons that, you know, I got to admit that I didn't become a pediatrician is because it's really tough being a pediatrician. And I'll tell you why I think so. I mean, you seem to take to it, and you're great with kids. But when you're a pediatrician and, you know, a sick kid comes in, you don't have to just deal with the patient. The patient's in distress. You have to deal with the apprehensive patient parents. And as a result, too many pediatricians fold, and they give the, they say, look, just in case, I know your kid's going to probably be fine in a week or so, but just in case, here's some antibiotics. Because otherwise, you know, you feel like the visit was unproductive if you're simply reassured by your pediatrician. You know, how do you avoid over-dependence on antibiotics for these minor things like, you know, sinus problems, ear infections, which we know by research are often not helped by antibiotics?
Yes, about 50% are and 50% aren't. And that's a terrific point, because up until the past few years, you were right, we did cave in and just, oh, here, take this. But there's more and more parents. Parents now, they are much more savvy than they used to be. And most parents will come into the doctor's office, and the first thing they want to know is, what can I do for my child? And the second is, what can my child take? And so they're most savvy patients now, especially those who've been on our website and read our books. They're Dr. Mom and Dr. Dad when they come in. And so I give them a list, all right? This is what you can do. Nose hose, steam clean, xylitol toothpaste, and nasal spray. And also proper diet. Get rid of the sugar-sweetened beverages. Oh, man, talk about bacteria, loving that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I give them a list of stuff to avoid, clean out your pantry, a good old pantry purge, get the child moving, because moving mobilizes the immune system. The more you sit, the more sick you're going to get. So I give them that list first, and then the parent then feels empowered. Oh, these are things I can do. I can be Dr. Mom. I can be Dr. Dad. And then, in addition, if necessary, and I say, now, sometimes the child will need this. Here's a antibiotic prescription. If fever, the nose gets more snotty, child looks sick, blah, 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 I give them a list of when to start the antibiotic. But skills before pills.
Indeed. So what can we anticipate with your upcoming book, Sweet Health? When's it coming out, and what are some of the
themes? Well, it should be out in about 4 or 5 months. And basically, this is a called Sweet Health, Sweeten Your Eating the Healthy Way, and especially how to select the best sugars. You know, we are human. We are a race of sweet tooth. We all have sweet tooth. Our genes are programmed that way. Our ancestors were that way. So we're never going to be on a low sweet diet. That just won't work. I'm guilty as anyone else. So let's choose healthy sweeteners. So I take parents on, patients on a trip from, say, shall we say, the top to bottom, showing what good sweeteners and bad sweeteners do for your intestinal and oral and respiratory health.
Well, that should be great. I'll certainly be happy to invite you back on when the book comes out so we can talk about it in detail.
Yes, thank you. Delighted to.
So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Specifically, you know, you've got a great website, fantastic resources at askdrseers.com. What will people find if they go there?
Well, what they'll find is the word is empowered. Another word is self-care. You know, we don't have a health care crisis in America, Dr. Ron, we have a self-care crisis. We want to empower our viewers on our website to hear, or say your child has frequent ear infections, here are 5 things you can do to lower the risk, and here are the signs that your child may need antibiotics so that they feel empowered. That's the goal of our website. And you mentioned being a pediatrician at one time or thinking about it. And one of the neat things about being a pediatrician is I call it the helper's high. And I agree with you. Parents can wear you out. And I leave the office at the end of the day very tired.
Right.
But mentally just I feel so good because I know that someone's life, that the life of that child, I may have said something or prescribed something or recommended some advice that may help that child have a healthier 50 years. And so it is a wonderful specialty for affecting the whole family for many decades to come.
Well, it's a great place to start preventive medicine because that's yes. where really we can make a huge impact rather than wait for advanced conditions to set in. We can get in before they do and help the situation. So let's remind our listeners where CLEAR, that's spelled X-L-E-A-R, paradoxically, it's X-L-E-A-R, nasal and sinus and spry dental products from CLEAR, Inc. are available. What's the story?
Well, they're available at most natural product retailers nationwide, like Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Kroger's, CVS. And really, for a complete list of the retailers in your area, just go to the great website, XLEAR, www.xlear.com, and you can find where the retailer nearest you for xylitol products.
Well, thank you very much. That was a very comprehensive introduction to some strategies that we can use to beat the cycle of dental problems and also respiratory problems this fall as kids go back to school. Thank you very much. Outstanding pediatrician, Dr. Bill Sears. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.